This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, this is a sort of a tradition here, and not only in the DJV program, but in my broadcast history over the past 26, 27 years in my association with Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine, we do an end of the year. Some years it's 20 of the big stories, and this year I think we don't have to do that because things boil down. I'm not even sure we need a top 10. But the folks at Talkers Magazine have put together a solid review of the top news talk stories and issues this year. So we're going to review them with the folks connected to the DJV program, my daily Monday through Friday show, the presence of Victoria Keelan here, and in the absence of Jennifer Horn, who's out this week, we have my dear friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida to help us go through with thoughts and comments and discussions that we've heard and we've been engaged in, as a matter of fact, on our programs. So we're going to go through the stories and people list as well. You know what? I think we'll do the people list first because it's ancillary to what the story content is for this past year. This hour goes in tandem with the hour that we have with Michael Harrison to review these stories as well from all kinds of different perspectives. But certainly we're all involved in the talk game, the talk business, the talk radio world, the premier of China. I don't even want to give him the dignity of his name, but he's a rat, and so he makes it to the number 10 slot. Roger Stone, speaking of rats, and Michael Flynn are number 9, yeah. Which I find very interesting, frankly, that the folks at Talkers thought that they were that important to the list. But I think they represent pretty much all of the pardons, maybe in a manner of speaking, or guys that got into trouble who were connected with Trump, at any rate. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg and his cohorts at the various tech firms. George Floyd, number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Kamala Harris is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So, in reality, you can look at the last, you know, the last time we did the countdown a week or so ago, pretty much all those names were in it, with the exception of George Floyd, right? The year hasn't changed much in terms of our focus from beginning to end. What do you think of that list, Victoria?
I think in terms of the global impact, I would have put George Floyd higher on that list. I mean, they were that spawned the entire Black Lives Matter movement and marches around the world. We focus here so much on what's happening in the U.S., but those protests and marches in support of Black Lives Matter was in that was in almost every major country. So I don't know. I would have put him a little bit further up the list. But the rest of the list, yeah, that's what we dealt with this year. For better or worse.
John Harper, what about you and your thoughts on that part of the list, the focus on those 10 people?
I totally agree with what Victoria just mentioned. I think George Floyd should have been hired because that movement was a lightning rod in our nation and in the world, for that matter, to bring about different resolve and results. So, yeah, I think that should have been higher. Roger Stone, the modern-day version of the dirty trickster Donald Segretti, going back to the Nixon days.
What a great characterization. Thank you. That's a wow. How many people remember him? Probably Victoria doesn't. But
I have never heard the name, and I'm dying to hear why he and Roger Stone are similar.
All right, so tell the story, John, please.
Well, Segretti was given the title of dirty trickster.
He was a dirty trickster,
the
yeah.
Nixon administration, and he created all types of situations that at first people were falling for, thinking that it was true, it was accurate, and he had a lot to do with the cover up of Watergate as well, and.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, and the list just goes on and on, what Segretti did, Donald Segretti. And I, as soon as I heard what Roger Stone had been doing for Trump, I thought immediately of Segretti and thought the two of them should be together, yeah.
They were the loyalists at the top of the heap.
for both of them. That's a great remembrance. I hadn't thought about him, but I remember, actually, because Gordon Liddy and I were friends, how Segretti tried to cover that whole thing up. And I think that, in fact, Gordon Liddy, G. Gordon Liddy, thought he was a clown. But he was, he sort of typified what many of the folks were like who were around Nixon. And Nixon was able to cover that up for a while, cover up the people who were there as Trump tried to sort of cover for these characters that were around him. Stone is a despicable individual, as far as I can see.
Yes, he is.
And he's not, I never got that he was that bright, John. He never came across to me as, he was everywhere, so he must have been, but not, he didn't come across as being that smart.
Just very flashy, and people kind of
he's a showboat.
That at first.
This guy will pay attention to him because he's a real showboat. All right, so anyway, that's the people list. But to address your concern, Victoria, about the Black Lives Matter movement, if we go through the story list, the Black Lives Matter movement, the year-long list, that's at number 3, so it makes it very important. And, Floyd sort of was the catalyst for that, but it's very strongly positioned in the countdown list. Let's go through the list. If we can, the weather and a lot of the wildfires that have been a bother to us in our country and around the world, actually, at number 10.
Australia, remember that? Yeah. We forget now. It feels like it was so long ago, but the beginning of 2020, Australia was on fire.
Yeah,
and over a billion animals were killed in those wildfires, and some of that land may never come back again. It's just, it was
hard to believe.
I'm going to do an aside here for a minute, because the weather and climate change and all that stuff are important conversationally to our business here, the News Talk business. I was driving. I did a little errand in my truck yesterday up to New Hampshire, and I listened to NPR a lot. And I thought to myself, I actually was talking to my dog Daisy about this, as I'm listening to the lecture on NPR, and I guess I'm thinking about, I'm going to ask Michael Harrison about this later on too, but I'd get a kick out of listening to the two of you. I'm so tired of listening to people on NPR tell me how I have to think. The arrogance when they do a daily sort of climate change feature. And they talk in terms, they're always talking down to people, and it bothers the hell out of me.
Why do you listen?
Well, because I think there's some good stuff. I mean, there is some of the good local shows that are on NPR in Boston are pretty good, because there's a right and a left show on GBH that's pretty good. But if you look at the ratings for the year, the public stations that do news talk in most cities around the country did very well. A lot of cities are becoming more focused on what those stations have to offer. And I wonder if we as a people are becoming more arrogant. My assumption listening to some of this stuff is that it is very left-wing, and it is aimed at a particular audience. And some people say, well, it's a counter to the conservative right-wing talk radio stations on a regular talk.
Well, in the world of talk radio, NPR is the only, that's the only left radio
for it. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying for this. The taxpayers are paying, plus the
NPR,
begathons. Go ahead, John.
NPR certainly is very much leaning toward the left. I listen to them, oddly enough, you mentioned that, but I listen to them a lot only because I want to get some source of news. And when they do their newscasts, I don't necessarily feel it's slanted one way or the other.
No, the news is pretty good. I agree with you. The NPR news at the top of the hour is pretty good.
So I listen for that. So some of the programs, some of the interviews are absolutely fascinating. I enjoy those. But then there are other programs, as you mentioned, Doug, that, very much, they're basically trying to tell us how to think.
Comments on these things coming up as we continue on our talk radio review, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the year 2020.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Suffering with others. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Compassion literally means to suffer with. So when we have compassion for others, we're literally suffering with them. This actually has a neurological basis. Our brains have mirror neurons, which are the roots of our vicarious experiences. So when we see others suffering, in a way, our brains are imagining us in that pain, which is one of the components that bonds us as humans. My work is centered on increasing compassion, so it might seem like I'm advocating more suffering, except that I'm not. What I am advocating is that we share the load. The more we care about the suffering of others, the more we will reach out to do something about it, to change it. Suffering exists, like a heavy weight, and the more we can lift it together, the lighter it will be for all of us. For more on compassion, visit drchristianconti.com, and be sure to like us on Facebook.
That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper here. One of the items, number one, I'm sure we spend a lot of our time here in this hour reviewing the COVID situation. So, John, what's the story with this first-come, first-serve vaccination plan in Florida? What in the world? How do you just push people out of the line so I can get my shot first? It's not come. They're not doing it on a who needs it first?
Not really. I think already I have signed up for it. I was lucky enough to get through yesterday, as a matter of fact, and my shot, my drive-by shooting, as I call it, is scheduled for the end of January. So I'm glad I've got that.
How did you sign up? Was there a place online? How did you know that you could sign up?
Well, they put out a press release to the media, and they had a phone number, and I jumped on that right away. The phone number crashed because so many people were trying to get on, and then late yesterday afternoon, they have now gone to a website, and you sign up now on a website.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're hearing music in the background, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not from what I'm hearing, it's not a first-come, first-served. They're trying to put some system into it to make it part of a ongoing appointment type of a situation, and that's what I've got.
All right. So, is it posted somewhere that these people should sign up at this place at this time? Is it that, or in Massachusetts we don't even have that yet?
Yes.
I don't know from nothing about how this is supposed to work.
Florida's done the most vaccinations so far of any state, but apparently it varies county by county is what I've been reading, which makes it a bit chaotic in Florida. So yeah. I'm not sure if it's streamlined.
Hold on a second, John. Hold on, it's 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Moving back into our overview of 2020, this is the review of the hot hits, the top 10 news talk stories. The list appears at Talkers Radio, talkers.com, actually. We can find that list of stories and people, find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all there for you to review. We, every week, take a shot at these stories with the DJV gang. Victoria Keelan is here, and we also have John Harper with us from WMEL to go through the list. And if we were to spend the amount of time we ought to on COVID, because it's the number one item this past year, I guess maybe the question, Victoria, is what do we need to know about this new COVID strain that apparently is originated in the U.K. that has been detected.
Now it's in several states.
In California, Colorado.
I think the most important thing that we've learned from it, at least from the researchers from the U.K., they've been very transparent about all of it, is that it spreads much, much more easily. But so far, no one has had any evidence or has found any evidence that it's any more deadly. So it's just, you know, unfortunately, it's just going to spread to more people, and that's where, you know, the vulnerable people in our society, that's where we really need to protect them even more.
More flu, more cold-like symptoms. There's little cause for concern, apparently, but it is something that, you know, unfortunately, the news media is all over this breaking news and the irresponsibility of scaring people. This, apparently, according to what I heard Fauci say, that once you get a shot, you know, you don't have to worry about this either, any of these, because they're all part of the same strain.
Right. The current vaccines will be effective against this new strain, too.
Right. Exactly. All right. So in terms of the stimulus, I guess the economy number four and the stimulus checks, again, as we enter into the last phase of the year 2020, there's something going on that's been pretty typical of the entire year. There's no realistic path for agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats. They sound like a bunch of children playing in a sandbox. Frankly, it really ticks me off. I'm sick of it. I'm disgusted by the lack of spirit that they show toward our country. Instead, it's all about them. It's all about Pelosi and her ego and Mitch McConnell and old fart and his, you know, whether that's the appropriate, you know, that is
his bank account. He acts like the nation's
it's his money
is his. Yeah,
it's his. Right, exactly. So I think people are swearing off or are getting tired of it. And, you know, so under the circumstances, what will change, though? I think part of the review of the year is thinking ahead to what we want, what we hope will change. And so I'd ask both of you to reflect on that. What is there about this list that you'd like to see changed for next year other than the obvious? The first two probably will not be a part. Well, maybe COVID will be a part of the year in review. Good God, hopefully it won't be number one. About the presidential election, I think we pretty much finished that, right? Isn't that, even though there's a challenge as the year ends to what, you know, some people say is a fraudulent election, it still doesn't seem. I think even the Republican leadership is saying to their members, come on, let's get on board, let's move ahead.
Pretty surprising this week that Mitch McConnell has been directing, behind the scenes, he's been directing Republicans to just move forward and accept that Trump lost. And so, you know, there are a few people that are standing their ground and saying, no, this is still a fraudulent election. I don't know. Do they fade into the background? Well, I guess we'll have to just wait and see.
How much of that do you hear in Florida, John? How much grousing? Because Florida is a Trump state. So what are people, is there? I passed a guy last night driving around up in New Hampshire who was in a pickup truck, and he had big Trump flags on both sides. And I thought, how ridiculous. You know,
I see a lot of those. And here in Florida, Doug, the Trump train seems to be derailed now. And the interest is not there as it was just a couple of weeks ago. So it's starting to diminish. And I suspect as the weeks and months go on, it will become less and less of a factor here in our state of Florida.
Yeah. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with an overview of the top hits in talk radio for this past year here.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An unidentified Wisconsin hospital pharmacist was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of sabotaging more than 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine by deliberately removing them from refrigeration. Nearly 60 of the doses in question were administered before hospital officials determined the medication had been spoiled. Microsoft said the suspected Russian hackers behind the breach of numerous U.S. government agencies also accessed the company's internal source code. Microsoft said they detected unusual activity with a small number of internal accounts, and upon review, they discovered one account had been used to view source code repositories. Microsoft declined to say which source code the hackers viewed. Source code shows how computer programs work and is used to build software. Postseason matchups between number 2 Clemson and number 3 Ohio State are becoming a standard college football tradition. The Sugar Bowl will be the fifth time these two programs have met, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Illegal immigrants can now get a driver's license in Virginia. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year, or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
16 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in the United States. A brawl broke out Thursday after the Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated the Tulsa Golden Hurricane at the Armed Forces Bowl. Tulsa coach Greg Montgomery said sophomore safety Kendarren Ray was being treated for some sort of concussion after he was on the bottom of the pile during a scrum. State beat Tulsa 28-26. Mississippi State finished the season 4-7. Tulsa finished the season 6-3. Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch, 120 miles north of Los Angeles, California, has sold. Billionaire investor Ron Burkle, a former family friend of the Jacksons, bought the 2,700-acre estate. Mr. Burkle paid $22 million, according to public records. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into the second half hour of our year in review, the talk radio countdown, the talk radio review of the hot hits from this past year, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Here to go through it with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, and John Harper from WMEL, one of our affiliates on the space coast of Florida. So we have these things, we're kind of jumping around a little bit. We didn't do it in order. Sometimes I do it that way. I think because the economy is so important, number four in the year in review, and the situation as we go into the new year and the old year with the EU and Brexit and what the Brits are doing, that seems to be on a lot of people's minds because folks want to know what it means for the economy in England and Europe and how it affects us in America because it's a big market. We have great trade relationships with the Europeans and with the Brits.
Isn't it interesting that Brexit didn't make the list?
Kind of. Well, yeah. I guess that's why I put it in with the economy.
Right, right.
Because I think it is important. So you're of Irish heritage. How is it helping or hurting or what's it doing in Ireland, the relationship? I think you said on the DJV show this week, you thought that this was going to lead to Scotland becoming an independent country as well.
Yeah, I do. And they've voted to be an independent nation. The Scottish National Party is in charge right now of Scotland. So they have voted numerous times to get out of the EU. And I think that with the new trade agreements and the tariffs and everything else, it's...
Whoops.
All right, so we have a little technical ipsy-doo here on both sides. John, one of the things that I think is important to remember as far as the Brexit is concerned is what the average person in England was thinking when they voted for Brexit because of all of the lost jobs, the impact of immigration, which we, interestingly, when we look back at this year, the last 3-4 years or more, certainly in the top 10, has been the immigration issue. It's not. But yet it was the cause in the minds of the Brits who voted for it. They were tired of losing jobs to these people who were coming illegally into England from all over the Middle East, especially, and some of the Commonwealth countries as well. You know, you can travel pretty easily in England, the former Commonwealth countries, South Africa, Australia, you know, wherever there was that connection when the British Empire was in its heyday. So, you know, you look at this, the world is so small now, and this is something that has been referred to as Global Britain. The pro-Brexit people were hoping for a global Britain, and they were also hoping to stem the tide of illegal immigration. But I wonder if that's worked.
I think at the moment, Doug, it has not. I think the optimism for it to work is still there, but I don't think there has been a benchmark that has been reached as of today or as of this moment in time that would indicate that Brexit is working the way it was designed to work. And I think it's going to take a good portion of 2021 to see how all of that unfolds. Just like here in our country, the economy, I think, Doug, a very major concern. I know here in Florida, I see a lot of businesses each week that are going out of business or they're temporarily out of business, and especially restaurants. A lot of restaurants are folding.
And you see, one of the things, you're right, the pandemic affected the process of Brexit and pretty much pushed it out of the way, frankly, and what's happened over there around the world. Right. And what baffles me, John, is how it is that no one seems to be holding China accountable for what they have done to practically destroy the global economy in their own favor. This egotistical, no-good SOB that runs the Communist Party and the Chinese government, his stranglehold on the people over there, and then, you know, laughing sort of about the impact of Wuhan and the tragedy and the fact, you know, people say, well, you can't really prove that the virus came out of that laboratory in Wuhan. Like, baloney, you can't. Of course you can. And nobody's holding where are politicians here in this country or even around the world? Where are the leaders who should be standing up to these people and saying, you know what, we're done doing business with you. I don't care what impact it has short term on our economy. I don't hear anybody doing that. There's still all the crap that's made in China that you buy in Walmart or, you know, I mean, I tried to find work gloves in Target. Couldn't find them that weren't made in China. You can't find anything unless you really look for it. It isn't made in China. We went there because we're greedy and cheap. And it isn't just Americans. And the Chinese knew that. They know the philosophy. They understand our thinking. So they catered to it. And look at where we are now. They've got you could argue they've got the power. And if they keep doing what they're doing and we keep going down this path of kowtowing to them or having them do our business and making our products in 5-6 years, they will be the dominant power in the world. So what are we doing to ourselves?
It's totally amazing. I agree with you 100%. And I would like to think that Joe Biden and his administration will have some sort of a policy, take a hard line against China, and we'll have to bite the bullet as far as items that are made in China that we'll have to be able to bring back here to the States.
It's a wash, though, if you look at the jobs that would come back, all the jobs that have gone, because at first we were complaining all the jobs that went to Mexico, and then we started to realize it wasn't really Mexico wasn't the problem, it was China that was the problem. Imagine bringing bringing back those jobs. That would fit. We'd have zero unemployment. The economy would be booming. You know, Trump keeps saying, it's been great. Well, it's been great for people who have money. It hasn't been great for people who don't have money. And so under the circumstances, I think we've got
That's right.
a great opportunity. And state by state, in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria, what's the unemployment? Do you know specifically, and what sort of industries are there in New Jersey that would benefit from bringing this stuff back home from China?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the unemployment rates are. I just know it's very high right now, obviously, because of COVID. But, you know, we are a big pharma state, and we have a lot of pharmaceutical companies here. So I think one of the things that was good that came through the pandemic was a bill. I forget the name of it now, but it was actually my local congressman, Frank Pallone Jr., who is my rep here in Long Branch, New Jersey. He sponsored a bill. It was actually a bipartisan bill that they got passed, and it would allow universities, Rutgers University being the main focus, university laboratories to start manufacturing generic ingredients for drugs, which was not authorized before the pandemic. So I think things like that are, if we can move forward and get a lot of our drug manufacturing back in the United States, whether we reopen labs in Puerto Rico, which, you know, losing those laboratories really devastated. One of the major reasons that Puerto Rico is in a horrible situation right now is all those pharmaceutical jobs were taken away.
During the Clinton administration.
Yeah. So, and that was a huge mistake to send all of that to China.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, on the pharmaceutical end, we'll see some improvement. And certainly, you know, on the tech end, we need to have our STEM jobs. We need to have programs. We need to have our students trained in that. Forget about the, you know, and I used to always feel very strongly about a four-year liberal arts education, which is what I had. But now I'm all about, let's get people trained.
Trained.
Let's get people in vocational jobs. Let's get people in STEM jobs.
Yep.
Kids who are in kindergarten are learning computer coding on a basic level. Let's get the American kids going, because that is the future. Elon Musk this week said that China's economy, we're never going to catch up with them. Their economy, even in a pandemic, from they just read the stat, by the end of next year, their economy will be 10.6% larger than it is right now.
Well, that's because of us. And the rest
of
the world
is just us.
It's not just us.
It's not just us. The rest of the world has contributed greatly to China's bottom line.
Yeah, we started it. They followed us. That's really where it all. We went in there, lock, stock, and barrel, and that was.
Well, his point though was, if you have this massive economy that China has, we're never going to match that. But what we need to be is much more innovative. And so I think that I think he's totally right. And he said we have to be at the forefront of innovation. We have to have government funding for it. All these other nations that, you know, especially China, all of it is state sponsored. All of their technological advancements.
Well, the state runs everything in China. They own all of the means of production, and they pay, everybody gets a check from the government. They don't get a check from a particular company. They get a check from the government.
But
that's how they're.
But if you think about it, I have a lot of friends who work in various tech and scientific fields, and they just rely on these, you know, these paltry little federal grants to do really incredible, impressive work. I just think that our priority needs to change. It just needs to be refocused.
We're too busy giving the big businesses all this for relief. Some to be thinking about. Food for thought, 44 past the hour. More coming up on the overview of 2020 from the DJB Showers.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
A couple more minutes here on the items that are in review from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL in Florida and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I look at the people as we, you know, we're talking about the presidential election, the people that Biden is nominating, putting into various administrative positions, more women, more people of color, but yet it still doesn't satisfy the AOCs of the world. We've got to have more progressives. What, you know, I think Biden is trying to do something that sort of represents what the mainstay is. I mean,
right.
These people aren't the mainstay yet, right?
Well, he said he wanted to have a cabinet that reflects America, and I think so far he's on track to do that. And yeah. America isn't just super left or super right. Most of America is in the middle. And can compromise and can have conversations. And I think that that's what he's doing. And I'm much more on the left than on the right. But I see what his plan is. I see what he's doing. And I think it's a good thing. I think let's have a little normalcy, you know. Like, let's maybe bathe in the middle
moving
a little
in the right
bit.
Direction.
Yeah, it's
moving
it's
in the right
the
direction
extreme.
As far as representing our country, I think,
right.
for a change.
Yeah, right.
Right.
The woman who's the trade negotiator with China will make them nervous. She's going to go right
toe-to-toe. I'm excited about that appointment.
She's
I am. I'm genuinely excited about that.
Yeah. So the Black Lives Matter movement, number three, all the statues that have been taken down. Do we go too far, like the statue of Lincoln that was of him kneeling with the free? Do we go too far with that, John?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Doug. It went way overboard and probably still is. Many of those statues, I've often felt we need to know what our history is so that we can move forward and blaze new paths of history for the future generations.
Correct. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the countdown. He's a professor of law at Bentley University here in the Boston area. Also happens to be one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. His website, scamicide.com, has been something we've talked a lot about during the Christmas season, the 12 scams of Christmas. I think we went through them, and I'm not sure everybody listened as well as they might have. But because this is the year in review, Steve, I want to go through many of the items because they all have sort of a legal connection to them, including at number two, the presidential election and all the legal challenges that basically went nowhere, although I think there's still one hanging around, right?
Yeah, there are. But in fact, I think this is something that shows that the system really can work, because we do have some checks and balances. And, you know, President Trump had the right to make these challenges in the courts, and the courts uniformly turned them down, and legitimately so. There was no there. You can, you know, argue all you want about illegal votes being counted or other improprieties, but you have to have evidence. And there was no evidence. And there were judges that were Democratic appointees. There were judges that were Trump appointees that ruled against him. So if you're looking for a bit of a positive light, the legal system worked. So it's a good thing.
Right. The Black Lives Matter movement, number three this week, or actually for this past year, I thought the year ending in Minneapolis with another fatality, a police officer shot. There was an exchange of gunfire apparently during a traffic stop, and the police officer killed somebody. It's the first time somebody has died there since George Floyd, who, by the way, is number seven on the list this week. So what are we, are there all kinds of suits going on because of Black Lives Matter that might not have gone on had this not come to the surface?
Yeah, I do. I think there is a greater recognition, and, you know, maybe this is one of the good things of the ubiquitous cell phones and the videos everywhere. The officers in the George Floyd killing should have been charged and were charged. And suddenly there is, I think, really much of America who might have thought that the problem wasn't as serious as it was and is, are recognizing that it is. And the legal system is working. I just actually saw a report this morning that was quite heartening, and that had to do with, you know, you and I have talked about necessities for police reform. It isn't, you know, eliminating the police. That's ridiculous.
No, it's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, right. But they were showing in Newark, New Jersey, which always has had a reputation for being a high-crime city. Not only did crime go down 6% this year, where around the country it generally went up, but they had gone into much better police training. And mm-hmm. in the entire year in Newark, New Jersey, there wasn't a single police officer who discharged his firearm. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the kind of better training of the police is something that we all really need. And, you know, do you support the police? Of course we support the police, but we support proper policing. And you don't want, you know, wild cowboys in there. You don't want racists in there. You want people who can understand when someone is having a mental episode. And I think the reforms we're going to see, you know, they won't come fast, but they're long in coming, and they should be good.
A lot of police do things that they don't have any business doing. They're asked to do things they're not trained to do. I've long maintained for years and years and years said that we need to have police much better paid, much better trained, and many fewer of them, because they don't really the jobs they end up doing. Why should they be out there with a radar gun on the highway? That's not what all that does is raise money. That's not what their job is to be revenue enhancement officers. You know, you want to slow people down, have them do it in a more productive way. Frankly. All right. Number four, what's going on in the economy? I see that the Chinese, again, are trying to make a deal to push Washington or America out of its influence in Europe. And apparently the Europeans don't like it. And Washington doesn't like it. It's time that we put these. Number nine is the China relationship story. We've got to put them kind of in their place. And I have said this, I've been complaining about this, that we don't, I mean, in the world court, why isn't somebody suing China because of the COVID thing? Why aren't they being held accountable in any number of ways, do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I don't think we have the legal process right now, the international legal process, to hold China responsible as far as COVID goes. But I couldn't agree with you more. You know, when people talk about our rival of Russia, forget about Russia, which is very, very significant. China is our biggest rival, and the one, particularly when you talk about the economy, they continue to use cyber attacks against companies around the world, and certainly in America, where we've got so much innovation, and stealing intellectual property, and they are not being held accountable for that. And as long as they are not being held accountable, they're going to keep doing it.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy New Year. It's 59 past the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.